So Lucy Tiger has a new single out. It's called Midnight Goodbye. Let's have a little listen. If you got a better idea, then hit me up, baby, because I'm on Liz. You know I'm hell on heels, made the devil a deal, and now it's come to who. All I got was a midnight goodbye, so I ain't your little baby no more. That's Lucy Tiger in Midnight Goodbye, and the woman herself joins us to have a chat about the song right now. How are we doing, Lucy?
I'm doing good, and hello to everyone listening in.
All right, Lucy, now midnight's very late to be doing anything, let alone saying goodbye to anyone.
A little bit, yeah. You know, it's kind of based on some sort of horror stories that I've heard from girlfriends of mine about some bad breakups.
Oh, right, okay. All right, fair enough then. That's what the song's all about, because it looks like a good reason to get together from what I've seen on the video.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those sort of post-breakup songs where, you know, they've done you wrong and time to get your boots on and get out of there and have a good time instead.
Because there's no point sitting around moping and feeling sad for yourself, is there?
Exactly right, yeah.
So where did the song originate from? How did you come up with the idea? How long have you been working on it?
This is one that's sort of been bouncing around for a while, and I did record it at the same time as I recorded my last single, Found My Home, which was last November. And, you know, it's one of those songs where, you know, the influence, you know, comes from stories that my friends have told me and, you know, stuff that I've been through as well. And, you know, everyone's had a bad breakup and everyone has had, you know, a situation where they've told, you know, their friends, you know, about the ex-boyfriend, girlfriend who's done, you know, this and done that and said this over text message. And you kind of like sit back and listen to those stories and go, oh my God, what? You know, so, you know, I think it's one of those ones where, you know, if they've done something like that, you know, you don't need to sit at home and cry. You need to get out, have a good time and just forget about them.
Lucy, you've mentioned a couple of times that it comes from friend stories. It's definitely like just between you and me, I promise I won't tell anyone else. It's not something that's happened to you, has it?
No, I have been, I haven't in the past been the dumper.
Oh, well, that's all right then. That's okay.
Well, I always try and be very, very diplomatic and nice.
Indeed. In fact, you've got all the power because if somebody was going out with you and they dumped you, then the next thing they know, there's a single that's out about it and all the world is hearing about what kind of a trashy bloke they are, obviously.
That's exactly right.
That's a lot of pressure for a bloke to have to deal with. Are you aware of this?
It's probably why I'm single right now.
Oh, now there's a song in itself too. Why am I single now?
Exactly.
Lucy, given everything that's going on with COVID, I imagine it is terrible, but you'd love to be out and about and playing this live?
Oh, I would love to be. I keep seeing things get cancelled. Luckily, no one is asking me in these interviews for this single, when are you coming up to Queensland? When are you coming down to Victoria? Because when I released the last single, they're asking me that. And, you know, I'd kind of have to say, well, you know, every time I think about doing a little bit of a tour, the borders shut again. So thankfully, no one's asked me that this time around because yeah, it's a little bit depressing at the moment.
Yeah, all right, just give me a second. I'm just grabbing my notepad. I'm putting a line through the line where I say, when are you coming to the Hunter Valley? So we'll bypass that,
you know,
one.
I would love to come to the Hunter Valley. You know, it's so beautiful up there and, oh, my God, the wine.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think an artist traveling from Sydney is, even though I have had one shot of the vaccine,
yeah,
it's probably the last thing that anyone up there wants.
It's not the kind of notoriety you want, although you would be able to write a song about being the contemporary version of Typhoid Mary, and it will be memorable, but that's not how
exactly.
That's not the legacy that you want there, Lucy.
No, definitely not. I'm all about staying very safe and being very safe with masks and all of that.
Absolutely. All right, well, when
everything... Yeah, trying to stay positive as well.
When everything restores to whatever we like to consider is normal again, we would love to see you here in the Hunter Valley. Lucy Tiger, good luck with the new single, Midnight Goodbye, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM.
Thank you so much, Andrew, and thank you so much to all the listeners out in the Hunter Valley. I hope you are all staying very safe and staying very positive. You know, hopefully this too will pass. We'll be back to normal soon.